So why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Or well, okay, Johnny has taken a walk outside. So he is Johnny, he plays bass, and he's from Tipperary in the middle bit of Ireland. And yeah, he's a good dude. And then here, he's waving at me for him not to speak. His name is Peter, and he's from Leakslip, and he's the drummer for the band. And then me, I play guitar.
Me being
Brian Kelly. That's the one. I always forget that bit.
So you got this. All right, well, first of all, this is you guys, yeah, as you mentioned, your third appearance on WFMU. You were first on Liz Burke's show, then Jason Siegel's show, and now my show. Very honored to have you guys on. So that means you're really truly are all the way from Ireland.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
you're traveling. You've traveled to the United States several times, right? Even this year, right? How is that?
Like, 5 times overall, and I guess 3 times this year. We did like a 10-week tour, February, March, April, and then a 4-week tour with the party with Tyvek in July, June and July, and now we're in the middle of a 6-week, you know. Yeah.
How are you guys able to do that?
I know, it's exhausting just saying it, so... I don't know about...
It seems exhausting, it seems expensive, it seems...
It is all those things.
Disruptive to your life.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's, unless you just guys are... You guys are raking in the dough, though.
We're actually in minus numbers right now.
We're working at minus money right now. We're playing in the pool of minus money. So, yeah, if there's any fountains, you know, around the place that people throw coins into, do let us know, because... Speaking of pools,
I know you could try busking. Yes, that's right.
We play enough music for the 35 or 40 minutes we do every night. I think that's enough. Any more and it'd just tip over into insanity.
So now, how did you guys get together?
Right, I was doing this on my own for about 2 years, and then the drummer we had the first time we came to WFMU, Tony. Yes, we were looking for someone, an emergency bass player for an album launch, and Johnny learned the bass. Johnny learned how to play bass in about 2 or 3 days, and learned all the songs. And yeah, he's been playing with us ever since, or with me ever since. And then Pete over here, sorry, I said, well, I'm on the radio, so over here I'm pointing to my right and back. He joined us in December.
Yeah,
we were going over to Spain to do again similarly rushed, panicked practices, but. It was all right. So this has been it now for the year. This is like Guided by Voices are going around calling their reunion lineup the classic lineup. So this is the classic lineup. You're here. So whatever happens in the future, this will be like you've got the classic lineup WFMU session. Liz Burke was shortchanged. She got me in backing tapes. That was, you know, that could have been a bit better.
Liz got the DIY version.
Yeah, exactly. She got the early stuff. And many people prefer that, so, you know.
No disrespect to your band.
No, not at all. No, but just I've met way too many people on this tour who have claimed they prefer the earlier stuff of any given band, so, you know.
That always, it doesn't matter. I don't care what band.
There's bound to be people out there who are doing the same now with this. Pete, come back. More shows. A lot more shows.
But you got to explain the you're Irish.
Yeah.
But yet there's a... Korean connection here, which is, you gotta explain that whole
thing. Oh yeah, I lived in Korea for 4.5 years, from like the age of 21 to 25 and 3/4, I guess it was. And so that's
what were you doing in Korea, if you don't mind me asking?
I was teaching at an elementary school for a year, and then teaching at an art university. Not teaching art or anything, just teaching English conversation and things like that.
I know, you seem to speak Korean.
A little bit. Wait, is there a tester?
Yes. Well, okay, you're going to tell SoCal. What is the origin of that the name of your band?
I have to work on editing this down. I gave a spelling test to a group of elementary school kids, and the word was such, S-U-C-H, and then one of the students wrote SoCal, 2 words, and I just looked at that, and I just thought it was a very charming combination of words, so I stole it. I stole it from a 10-year-old.
10-year-old Korean kid?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Maybe 15, 16, maybe in middle school or high school, and having a terrible time of things, and doesn't realize that, you know, he's inspired all this.
I love little kids' little mistakes there. Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Oh, I mean, I marked them wrong as well, you know.
Oh!
A big red X went through that, like, so, you know.
You know. Oh, that does not seem fair.
I wasn't going to shirk my responsibilities as a teacher either.
It's, you know, fair enough, I guess, you know. All right, so but you could have given him the point. You could marked it wrong, but given him the point as like a finder's fee for a great name for a band.
But yeah, if we ever go back, I guess I could track down his records and have that added. It could help him
that
get
one
a
point.
Could get him a scholarship. You never know, but I'll see what I can do. If he's listening, which...
Korean children, as you know, are very fiercely academically competitive.
Absolutely,
They're hardcore there, you know, so... So what's Makpo?
Makpo is a city in the southwest of Korea that, for some reason, in my second year over there, I said I have to go there because I like the name. And then in the 3.5 years that I was there, after that point, I never went there. So it's a metaphor or something. I still like the name, so you know it's a good title for something. It's a metaphor for something that I apparently it's a bit of a mess of a place as well, but you know, it just I'll have to check it out when I'm next there.
And then you explained Moon Ging Young, mm-hmm. the actress, right, that everybody loves,
yeah.
Right? And then what's Ja Jua Payo?
Ja Jua Payo is I'm often unwell. Or I'm often ill, and that song is just made up of like phrases I got from a tourist phrase book. Because I was doing songs in English, and for the most part, people didn't understand them or didn't care. So I thought I'd like preach to the choir and write some songs in Korean, compiled out of these phrases. So I mean, that's pretty much nonsense, that song.
But, you know. Oh, okay, because you said that like anybody that was Korean that was listening would get a special treat, mm-hmm. meaning there'd be some secret messages in the song.
Oh, no, they'd just get a giggle out of the dire pronunciation, and that'd be about it.
All right, well, thank you for explaining all that. I don't know why I'm in echo here. Echo. All right. So that was fantastic. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about your releases that you have out. Can people pick up any of you're like all got out of merch or
soon getting there soon enough. The first LP is pretty much sold out, and you can still pick up copies of Meaningless Friendly around the place. That's the second LP, and it's like I think it's it's on TikTok Totally and you know Midhaven mail order kind of shipping them out as well, so that's fairly easy to get a hold of as well. And we got shirts.
All right.
Which we're very excited about. They're in black and navy, so...
We've got to get them, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Track down these shirts.
You have the SoCal self-titled album and SoCal second album called Meaningless Friendly. They're both on Tic Tac Totally, mm-hmm. in the United States.
Yeah.
Then you have these things on Covert Bear. Can you explain that, what that is?
Well, Covert Bear doesn't really exist. I kind of made it up. It was just for self-releasing CDs, so I gave myself a fancy name.
Like that name a lot.
Yeah, I haven't actually thought about Covert Bear in about 2 years. But yeah, no, I put out two albums on my own, and those two albums, like the first LP is a compilation of those two and other things. But yeah, Covert Bear doesn't exist, and I think I'll let it lie as well. I don't think that's going to make a reappearance anytime soon, but...
So everybody can go to your MySpace, myspace.com/SoCal. SoCal Run Together is one word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
And they can check out your music. They can pick up your albums on Tic Tac Totally in the United States. At least, Meaningless Friendly, you're pretty sure is available.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Are you on iTunes, your songs?
Yes, absolutely. So
worldwide, anybody with an iTunes can DL it. That's awesome. So, I mean, that was a fantastic set, guys. I really, really appreciate it. You were so great at Garnerfest. And I got to just tell this one little anecdote. I'm at Garnerfest in Memphis, Tennessee, SoCal are on stage. And then you, Brian, send out a song to Fredericks of Newport Richie.
Yes.
And I was literally standing in the audience, and I screamed, like, "Wah!" And then everybody looked at me like, "Oh, is that you?" And I'm like, "No." No, and it was just the weird. I just thought, wow, this is what, and which is a reference to the best show on WFMU, Tom Sharpling's comedy program that's mm-hmm. on this station. And you made this reference, and I just thought, wow, I guess he's a big best show fan or whatever. And like, tell, you got to tell everybody how that happened, because that was like historical, I think.
Yeah, we were outside the High Tone where we were playing at Gonerfest, and a gentleman and his lady approached us and just asked us, were we a band, I think? I think that's how it happened. He was looking for seafood. That's it. He wanted us to recommend a good seafood place. And then we were kind of, the three of us were standing up against a wall, which is the international sign for being in a band. So he kind of said, oh, you guys are in a band. I won't do a Fredericks impersonation. But he just asked us, were we in a band? And we said, yeah. We told him what time. And then about 3 hours later, I went over for a coffee somewhere, and he'd just come back from seafood with his wife. And he was, I got talking to him, and he said, so I said, oh, where are you from? Then he said, Florida. I was like, oh, cool. And what, I didn't get your names, actually. He was like, Fredericks. And just something went off in my head. So I was like, you're not from Newport Richie, are you? And he just screamed and just paced around because he'd been called out. And absolutely, a lovely gentleman, though. One of the nicest people we met in this tour, absolutely. So there you go.
Fredericks, a regular caller on the best show, kind of a character, as it were. And really, that's an amazing story. And then Fredericks actually ended up on stage with the Armitage Shanks. He jumped up on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were pulling his leg, they said to him, well, because he was wearing like a t-shirt or something. He was, again, chatting up the band or whatever. And they said, if you come up on stage wearing, you know, a tuxedo shirt and a bow tie or whatever, we'll let you on stage tomorrow night. And sure enough, he went out and got a tuxedo shirt and bow tie, then jumped on stage.
What was he doing on stage? Was he just dancing, or was he...
Dancing. Dancing. And then... Dick Scum, Richard of the Armitage Shanks said, okay, Fredericks. We were talking to him, and we said, if we put on a shirt and a tie, we'll let you say what you want to say. So he puts the mic in front of Fredericks, and Fredericks goes, punk rock! Oh, it's madcap. Ah, so anyway, so you're part of that very interesting... It's a small world. You know what I mean? It really
absolutely.
Is. It's a small, small world. But thank you very much for playing. I really appreciate it. It was a fantastic performance. I want to thank Jason Siegel for doing a great job engineering. And thank my associate producer, Paul Bruno, who's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Paul. Happy birthday, Paul.
He's rock and roll age. I don't know. Are you allowed to say it over here? 7:33 or 45. That's one of those. You can pick one of those. And once again, thanks very much to SoCal. Fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Absolute pleasure.
Yeah. See ya. Okay.